Part 1. The Miracle Morning. Why mornings matter, and how you can take them back. Chapter 1. Why mornings matter more than you think. You've got to get up every morning with determination, if you're going to go to bed with satisfaction. George Lorimer, American journalist and author. After spending much of my early life sleeping in, it's now a miracle of sorts if I'm still asleep at 7 a.m. Even after a late night, I'm usually up early. The habit is just part of me now. What first flipped my schedule was the realization that, as my responsibilities grew, the strategy of sleeping in and working late simply wasn't working. It wasn't functional. I couldn't stay up late at night to be productive and also be up early the next morning to engage with my family, run a business, and interact with a world that increasingly demanded that I stop being a vampire. That realization was the catalyst for change. I reluctantly became a morning person out of sheer necessity. But, as I soon discovered, there was far more to mornings than just getting up early enough to tackle a busy life. Mornings, I began to realize, were like a hidden secret that I'd been missing for years. They didn't just allow me to do more. They allowed me to do things that I otherwise couldn't accomplish at all. Now, many years and many dollars later, my miracle morning routine isn't something I have to do. It's what I want to do. I'm not quite sure how I'd live my life without it. Right foot, wrong foot. Part of the magic of mornings is that they set the tone for the rest of your day. Start every day with a purposeful, disciplined, and growth-infused morning, and you'll find that your day follows suit. You'll feel purposeful and on track. You'll be goal-oriented and less easily distracted. When you get mornings right, you're virtually guaranteed to crush your day. Contrast that with what your morning probably looks like now. Most people fall into one of two morning camps. The first is overwhelm. From the moment you reluctantly wake up, you're frantically playing catch-up, running late, your mind racing. You're not even wearing pants yet, and you're already late. There's always so much to do, but too little time to do it. The other morning camp is underwhelm. Lacking goals and drive, you sleep in, procrastinate, and finally start work. But even then, you're easily distracted by the slightest flash of something shiny, and you never feel like you're doing anything productive. You're drifting, aimless. For the overwhelmers, the day feels like one long fire drill. Chaos. Noise, and an ever-present sense of rushing. For the underwhelmers, the day is like the world's slowest car crash, where you have no idea which pedals to push or how to turn the steering wheel to stop the impending doom. But for both camps, there's always the looming question of money. The pressure of never having enough, of wondering where it's going to come from, of feeling helpless to control your financial future. Financial pressure is like an extra layer of stress that coats everything in your day. In either case, when you don't take advantage of mornings, by the time you wake up, the world is already coming at you. If you start the day late, your day has already blown up by the time you wake up. If you wake up without any goals or direction, your days are practically guaranteed to get you nowhere. No matter which of those ways your morning starts, it's enough to make anyone want to stay in bed. But what if there was a third option? What if your morning was different? What if it felt different? What if you could wake up with energy and enthusiasm instead of dread? What if, instead of chaos, you could have an hour of peace and quiet dedicated to improving yourself, your finances, and your life? with Miracle Mornings, that clean, uncluttered mental space you've imagined is right there for the taking. A space where you can regain your sense of elegance and dignity, where you're in total control and you can begin to create the life you dream of. Why mornings matter so much? My experience has been that the more you explore the power of early rising and morning rituals, the better poised you are to build purposeful wealth. But don't take my word for it. There's increasing evidence that the early bird gets a lot more than the worm. Here are just a few of the key advantages you're about to experience for yourself when you create your miracle morning. You'll be more proactive and productive. Christoph Randler is a professor of biology at the Heidelberg University of Education in Heidelberg, Germany. In the July 2010 issue of Harvard Business Review, Randler found that people whose performance peaks in the morning are better positioned for career success because they're more proactive than people who are at their best in the evening. According to the New York Times best-selling author and world-renowned entrepreneur Robin Sharma, if you study many of the most productive people in the world, they all had one thing in common. They were early risers. You'll anticipate problems and head them off at the pass. Randler went on to surmise that morning people hold all of the important cards. They are better able to anticipate and minimize problems, are proactive, have greater professional success, and ultimately make higher wages. He noted that morning people are able to anticipate problems and handle them with grace and ease. And that means mornings can be the key to decreasing the level of stress that inevitably comes from the unexpected emergencies ranging from kids and work to relationships and money. You'll plan like a pro. It's been said that when we fail to plan, we are planning to fail. That's even true when it comes to wealth. Morning folks not only have the time to organize, anticipate, and prepare for their day, they also have time to financially plan. Our sleepy counterparts are reactive, leaving a lot to chance. Aren't you more stressed when you sleep through your alarm? Getting up with the sun, or before, lets you jumpstart your day. While everyone else is running around trying and failing to get their day under control, you'll have a far better shot at staying calm, cool, and collected, following your plan. You'll have more energy. One component of your new miracle mornings will be morning exercise, which often is something neglected by, well, just about everyone. As little as a few minutes of exercise sets a positive tone for the day. Increased blood to the brain will help you think more clearly and focus on what's most important. Fresh oxygen will permeate every cell in your body and increase your energy, which is why people who exercise are in better moods and better shape, get better sleep, and become more productive. You'll gain early bird attitude advantages. Recently, researchers at the University of Barcelona in Spain compared morning people, those early birds who like to get up at dawn, with evening people, night owls who prefer to stay up late and sleep in. Among the differences they found were that morning people tend to be more persistent and resistant to fatigue, frustration, and difficulties. That translates into decreased anxiety, depression, and likelihood of substance abuse, and higher life satisfaction. The evidence is in, and the experts have had their say. Mornings matter for almost everything. I can tell you from the perspective of someone who's built wealth that each one of those benefits is an enormous advantage on the journey to becoming a millionaire. Look at the list. Productivity. Proactive problem solving. Higher income. Daily planning. Higher energy. More positive mood and resilience. Is there a better list of traits needed to become wealthy? I don't think so. And every one of them is connected by research to mornings. At this point, then, there should be no doubt that mornings have a certain magical quality. Your burning question should be this. If mornings are so great, why aren't we all up early? It's not only an insightful question, but it's also one we have to answer before you can truly start to implement the 5-step morning wake-up process in Chapter 2. The real trouble with mornings. If you struggle with mornings, you know from experience that willpower and enthusiasm at bedtime has an insidious way of abandoning you when your alarm goes off the next morning. You're not alone here. Waking up earlier is just one of the many New Year's resolutions that tend to fail early and fail often. To be successful in the transition, you need to understand a few truths about waking up early that you may not have considered. They're the truths that underlie the 5-step approach to waking up that you're going to use starting tomorrow. 1. Your sleep behavior is habitual. Are some people naturally drawn to nights and others to mornings? I think so, and research supports this. But that predisposition is also just that. It's a tendency in most people, not a genetic prophecy. What is also at play is the simple fact that you have a lot of habits around sleep. You've almost certainly been doing the same things at night and in the morning for years. Anything you do that consistently for that long becomes a habit. Habits are powerful forces. When you struggle to open your eyes as your alarm screams on your bedside table, it's important to remember that part of what you're fighting is the neural patterns in your brain that keep you doing the same things without really thinking about it. The good news is that you can change your habits. Waking up early is a skill. You can learn it. Just like you can learn to ride a bike or run a business. And you'll learn exactly how in the chapters ahead. 2. How you wake up is influenced by the day ahead. Have you ever had the experience of retreating under the covers for just a little more sleep? Because you knew you had to do something hard, boring, or emotionally demanding that day? Waking up for a day you're excited about is a different experience than waking up for one that you dread. Even early birds retreat under the covers when they dread the day ahead. The miracle morning approach tackles this in two ways. First, by giving you something to look forward to each morning. Controlled, personal time to improve your finances, your health, your mood, and your life. Second, the more often you use mornings this way, the better the days ahead start to look. As your miracle morning benefits kick in, you'll begin to make changes in your life that make those retreats under the covers less and less frequent. 3. You're worried about being selfish. One of the barriers to waking up early, surprisingly, isn't just the battle to escape your bed. It's a sneaky form of self-sabotage that tells us spending that time on yourself every day is selfish. Many of us have been taught that success means putting our own needs last. You should, we're told, take care of your family, your job, your community, and then yourself, if there's time. The problem is that what we put off often gets shut off. We have so much to do that we never get to our own needs. Over time, we end up exhausted, depressed, resentful, and overwhelmed. Sound familiar? I'm a firm believer in the advice given at the start of every airplane flight. Put your oxygen mask on first, and then help others. You won't be able to help anyone if you pass out due to lack of oxygen. The same is true for your personal development and, through that, your wealth. Completely neglecting yourself is a recipe for financially passing out. Remember, you can't help anyone if your life is self-destructing. You can't be productive if your health is spiraling downward. You can't build wealth if you don't take the time to learn, to develop the skills you need, and to create the mindset required to reach your financial goals. The daily life equivalent of putting on your mask first is using the morning. Mornings are the key to all of it. Mornings are where you take control and chart the course for the life you truly want. You're the pilot of the flight. No one else is going to grab the controls but you. And you can't do that if you're asleep. These three things, more than anything else, are the demons you're attempting to slay as you begin to create your miracle morning. The good news is that, like millions of other people, you can do it. Mornings? Really? Right now, there may be a voice in your head saying, "Right." That's your inner morning skeptic. And believe me, I understand. I've been there. The first response to this is often that it sounds great in theory, but you think, "There's no way. I'm already cramming 27 hours of stuff into 24 hours. How on earth could I get up an hour earlier than I already do?" I ask the question, how can you not? Mornings can transform your life. They can be the worst part of your day, or they can become a true miracle. If you're skeptical, the key point to understand is that the miracle morning isn't about denying yourself another hour of sleep so you can have a longer, harder day. It's not even about waking up earlier. It's about waking up better. Thousands of people around the planet are already living their miracle mornings. Many of them were once night owls, but they are making it work and they're thriving. And it's not because they added an hour to their day. It's because they added the right hour. And so can you. If you're convinced you don't have time, hang in there. In Chapter 3, I'll show you a format for a 6-minute miracle morning. Who doesn't have 6 minutes? If you're still skeptical, let me tell you this. The hardest part about getting up an hour earlier, or any amount earlier, is the first 5 minutes. That's the crucial time when, tucked into your warm bed, you make the decision to start your day or hit the snooze button just one more time. It's the moment of truth. And the decision you make right then will change your day, your success, and your life. That's why the first 5 minutes is the starting point for the miracle morning for millionaires. When we win our mornings, we win the day, and it's time for you to win every morning. Take it from a former night owl, getting from, "I'm not a morning person," to, "Good day, sunshine," is a process. But after some trial and error, you will discover how to outfox your inner late sleeper so you can make early rising a habit. Mornings don't just matter. They matter more than you can possibly imagine right now. They truly do have the power to transform your life. In the next 2 chapters, I'll make waking up early easier and more exciting than it's ever been in your life, even if you've never considered yourself to be a morning person. And I'll show you how to maximize those newfound morning minutes with 6 of the most powerful, proven personal development practices in history. Morning Millionaires. Over my 50 years in business, I have learned that if I rise early, I can achieve so much more in a day, and therefore in life. No matter where I am in the world, I try to routinely wake up at around 5 a.m. By rising early, I'm able to do some exercise and spend time with my family, which puts me in a great mind frame before getting down to business. Being an early riser isn't about trumpeting how hard you work. It's about doing everything within your power to help your business achieve success. And if that means you have to get up at an hour not known to most, then you might as well enjoy the sunrise. Richard Branson.